Select Committees, Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief Members of Congress. Rules and Ethics and Engrossment Committee Report, Resolution Number ONCR 18-15. The sponsor is, well, I'll read, a resolution voting the members' interest in Osage LLC and Tallgrass Economic Development LLC to appoint an agent to assess the companies and their subsidiaries and to advise of a course of action concerning the contracts, grants, assets, and liabilities of the companies, and to consent to the transfer of assets of Bluestem Ranch LLC. Sponsor is Shannon Edwards. Co-sponsor, Congressman Maker. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Edwards, and Hamilton. Next was ONCA 18-30, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Attorney General in the amount of $150,000 to carry out the members' vote via resolution to appoint an agent for Osage LLC, its subsidiaries, and Tallgrass Economic Development LLC, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards, co-sponsor Congressman Maker. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman, Edwards, and Hamilton.
Thank you. Okay, we're now on third reading. Bill number ONCA 1830, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Attorney General in the amount of $150,000 to carry out the members' vote via resolution to appoint an agent for Osage LLC, its subsidiaries, and Tallgrass Economic Development LLC, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
Split. Thank you. At this time, I would like to thank all the members of Congress, the Speaker, the Assistant Principal Chief, the Attorney General, the members of the Executive Staff, the Tallgrass Board, and invited guests for discussing this legislation today in the Committee of the Whole. I hope at this juncture, the transparency that we have undertaken will allow all interested parties to understand the issues facing this body and the reason the Congress is considering this action today. I urge your support. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? I'm referring to Congress members, Ms. Bills. okay, see, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, people in the audience, we've been looking at this a long time. And when we first had our conversation with Baker Tilly, which was a phone conference, they named off some areas that they would look at our companies to make an assessment on our companies. I believe that some of the information that they're seeking, I feel like we already have the answers too, and has been presented by the board to this table. We've been looking at this and reviewing information that they've been sending to us for four months. So I believe that an assessment to go forward, maybe to direct the members of Congress at this table and the chief's office, may be a necessary thing. Maybe we've looked at it too long where we need somebody else to tell us how to move forward. But I do want to go on the record to say is I believe we have the information, or we're going to have access to the audited financials in the near future. Maybe it's not presented in a form that some of us like to look at, but I do know that it is there. One thing that we did not discuss in committee of the whole that I do want to make Congress aware of from the appropriations chair, but we kind of high-jumped over the discussion of cost, that this is appropriation for $150,000. After this appropriation, if it does pass, we're going to have $127,124 in the general treasury. So I just wanted to make members aware of that too. I am not opposed. I am not opposed to a professional helping us see the way to move forward. At this point, I still really don't know how I'm going to vote on this appropriation. I just wanted to let you know that I'm going back and forth on it in my mind because I believe we have some of the information present, and I think we as a body know basically what needs to be done here. So, thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, we put individuals on boards, and we say they have the knowledge, skills, abilities, and an area of expertise to make decisions for that board and move them forward. I am not going to pitch a fit if this passes. I can't vote for it. I won't vote for it. I believe that spending another $150,000 for some outside entity to tell us how to do things for this board is we know what to do. I believe that we do. We just don't have anyone who's willing to step up to the plate and do what needs to be done, and that's how I feel about it, so I'm not going to support this.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak to this bill? Congressman Supernaw.
I'm going to be voting against it. I thought I'd be the only one to make. I guess there's two of us for sure. But I don't see what we gain by spending $150,000 to get an answer. If the answer is either yes, give them some money that will carry them through, that they're convinced it will make money, save. Or they can say no, but we know what that leads to. It's going to lead to a default on the bond. The bonding company is going to turn the project over to someone else and not ask the price. That we're going to have to make it up. There's a question, or maybe the board has made themselves individually liable, which I know no one ever intended that. It'll jeopardize the broadband. We may not get that, and then it's more complicated than that. I'm not real sure that the broadband is a great thing, man. We don't know where it's going to make money, how much it's going to cost to pursue it. There's just a lot of things that are going to be even more expensive to the nation that we already know is going to happen if these people tell us no, don't give them the money. Anyway, for a lot of reasons, I'm going to vote against this.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else like to speak to this bill? Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I do like the spirit of cooperation in working as a body of Congress in the best ways that we can with the executive branch, working with the Attorney General, working amongst ourselves. Executive branch is for this appropriation. They supported the Attorney General's office supports it. Now we're sitting here with a decision that we have to make. It's $150,000 of the people's money to give us a decision about an assessment of what we're going to do with Tallgrass Economic Development LLC. Move forward. If they find out it's salvageable, it's going to take an appropriation. If they say it needs to be wound down, that's going to take an appropriation. And the executive branch, in the last couple of weeks, has made it clear, Chief Stanley Barrett said that he's not going to give any more money to the Tallgrass or to the LLCs. That's what I heard. But doing nothing, we don't have, in my opinion, the ability to keep it afloat or to wind it down. And I hope and I pray that this Baker-Tilly bunch does. But we don't have that ability. And I see, if we don't approve this appropriation, I see a lot more chaos coming. And the inability to make decisions at government contract levels that we aren't qualified to do. And I was of the opinion, and still am, there's a part of me that just says, let's get out of the 8A business. Have Baker-Tilly come in here and tell us how to dissolve this and save what little face we have left. Shut it down the proper way. Pay our bills, leave us in good standing, and let's just get away. And let's start with something else. I have those thoughts as well. But I'm going to be voting yes for this. And their expertise, and what's going to happen is they're going to come back and say, here's what happens, here's what the good we found or the bad we found, but either way, it's going to take another appropriation to keep it afloat or to shut it down. That's all I have.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Hamilton.
I want to reiterate Congressman Tillman's thoughts earlier about we heard from the Attorney General's office today. We heard from the executive branch today. We also heard from the acting CFO, Finley and Cook, today. They thought it was a good idea to go this direction. And I'd like to reiterate Assistant Chief's words, that this is a third party that doesn't have anything to gain. So right now, I think it's time to do something. So I'll be supporting this.
Thank you. Anyone else? Congressman Maker.
I support this because we have to do something. We're now to the point where we should have done this probably 4 years ago when we first knew there was a lot of trouble going on with this business. And maybe even further back than that. But 4 years ago, this company could have been salvaged and it probably turned around by now. But this new team we had, they've done everything they could possibly do to keep this company going for the good, not for their good, for the good of the Osage Nation and the assets of the Osage Nation. Sometimes they work through night. When they come on board with this project here, with this Tallgrass, the deck was stacked against them big time. They did all they could, and I salute them for their work, for what they've done here. But now, it's to the point where we've done nothing too long. We have to do something now. And whatever this company comes in and with their make their opinion of how we need to go forward, we have to do something. We've done nothing far too long. That's what got us in this predicament we're in right now. So I'm saying I support this so we can do something and not just sit here and do nothing.
Thank you, Congressman. Okay. Anyone else? not, you have time remaining, Congresswoman Edwards.
I waive my time.
All right. The question is, shall ONCA 1830 pass?
Congresswoman Giffox?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Baker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Superbaum?
No. No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No. ONCA 1830 fails. ONCR 1815, a resolution voting the members' interest in Osage LLC and Tallgrass Economic Development LLC to appoint an agent to assess the companies and their subsidiaries and to advise of a course of action concerning the contracts, grants, assets, and liabilities of the companies and to transfer to the consent to the transfer of assets of Blue Stem Ranch LLC. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor and she is opening or splitting?
Splitting.
Splitting.
This resolution authorizes or consents, it votes the members' interest to appoint an agent to assess the companies. At this point, I guess the Attorney General will look into her cache of money to hire professionals and see if she has enough money to hire Baker Tilly to, or somebody else to accomplish this. But this Congress has known about these problems for a long time. This Congress is so concerned with the trust issue that it didn't vote to retain some of the members on these boards. And now to go again and do nothing? I just can't understand how, when you take that oath and when you know that the limited liability law says that we, the member Congress, has to act when we see these companies falling apart like we have, and to not let them get help, because these are qualified professionals that can help them. And when we hear from the chief, I need that help. When you hear from the Attorney General, I need that help. And we sit here and say, we're not going to give them the help that they need. I don't understand that. So I would encourage you to vote in favor of this resolution. And hopefully the Attorney General will come up with some money to hire some people. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Bills, can I ask that you take your seat, please? Thank you.
I'm having trouble hearing.
Okay. Thank you. Can you everyone speak up, please, so Ms. Bills and everyone else in the back can hear us better. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Congressman Supernome.
The bill that just failed specified that the Attorney General would pick a company to make an assessment. This doesn't say who does it. I'm not sure. Is the Attorney General the only one that could appoint an assessor? I'm not sure about that. It does. It's open-ended. It could be anybody, I guess, unless there's something that holds it just to the Attorney General. Part two of this says that the nation votes its interest to consent to transfer of Blue Stem assets. There's a bill already filed that's going to do that. So we really don't need to do this twice. I'm just not sure what this will accomplish. I think I'll vote against it.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Uh,
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, I'm just going to get up and reiterate what Congressman Supranaw said. With the ONCRA 1830, we had support documents accompanying it with a scope of letter of engagement and a scope of work. Seems to me like if we pass this resolution that letter of engagement and scope of work probably doesn't apply to this resolution. It just applied to the legislation. If the sponsor can clarify that for me, I would appreciate it if she would. Otherwise, I think this is pretty open-ended to authorize, not knowing what accompanies it and what goes along with it, and I'll be voting no for the resolution.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, you have time remaining. You have 6 minutes and 17 seconds left.
First of all, let me clarify for Congressman Supranaw that there is a resolution on file that's not on any agenda, that's not being heard, and that you've heard from our legal counsel and the sponsor needs work. So there's nothing that consents to the transfer of any assets right now. This is the vehicle for doing that today. Secondly, what this contemplates, and I think that it's pretty clear where we are, that when you're in a position as a nation where your LLCs are failing and you need to do something in order to keep the assets from being wasted, and that namely at this point is a bond, which is $1 million, which will get called if you default, then it is up to this Congress to vote the members' interest to allow the Attorney General of the nation to go seek injunctive relief and get the appointment of an agent. Now, how she's going to pay for that, I don't know. But she's already expressed to you who she wants to hire. You just told her you weren't going to give her any money to do that. But this isn't really that complicated, but it seems apparent to some of us, very apparent to some of us, that we cannot continue to do nothing. And that's why this was called on short notice. That's why this session was called, to come up with a solution. And I'm sorry, I don't consider a document that says report a solution. We don't have a solution. We need to know what is the condition of these companies. We don't know that. We still don't know that. We've been waiting. Now, you guys can sort through documents all you want, but none of us have the, and I dare say none of us have the expertise in this room to decide what we need to do going forward. And I'm hopeful that we allow the Attorney General of the nation to seek the appointment of an agent to assist us. Because if we don't, then we're personally responsible for letting, in my opinion, letting a bond go down the drain, letting this company default perhaps, and everything else that goes along with it. And I hate to leave this legacy to the next Congress. I think it's unfair. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 1815 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Supranaw?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Gitfonds?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Thank you.
7.
Seven.
The vote is 7-2. Is that right?
7-2.
Okay, 7-2.
Pass.
It's only two now, you and Maria.
Okay, bill fails. That's what we're having a discrepancy on.
It's a resolution.
That's what I'm saying. That's my call, is that it's a pass, and we're having a disagreement per the previous parliamentarian, but I'm calling it. But everybody wants to go typically with the parliamentarian, but I'm calling it pass. So it passes 7-2. Okay, and we'll advance to enrollment. ONCR will advance, 1815 advances to enrollment.
Do you have an announcement about session? About your CA?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Do you have an announcement about your CA meeting?
Okay.
I want to speak.
Congressman.
Are we on motions and notices?
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure? Okay, we have Congressional Affairs, and we have the Subcommittee for Inauguration. We have, I don't think we're going to have a quorum. We've got three members that need to, we went a little longer than what I think all of us anticipated. So we have three people that need to step away, so I won't have a quorum. I will call another Congressional Affairs meeting this month. I will get with the committee here just a little bit via text to get a date and time that will work for everyone. The subcommittee just needs to move forward with the work that they've already been assigned, and perhaps send an email to the rest of the subcommittee people to tell us where you're at, if that works for everyone. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to cancel CA and the subcommittee for today.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to authorize distribution of two congressional documents, C-18-43, C-18-44, to be distributed to the Tallgrass Economic Development and Osage LLC board members.
Second.
Discussion, Congresswoman
Whitehorn. The resolution that did pass, in case the Attorney General Wells continues ahead and engages the agent, what was the name of the agent?
Baker Tilly.
I think that the board, these would be useful documents to the board to see what's expected of them, so.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I think that when if the Attorney General engages these people, given perhaps the financial resources, then she should do that. These were drafts, and they were in support of the legislation, but I don't think they're the final. So I do believe that the final document should be shared with the board, which I have no reason to believe that it wouldn't, but these are drafts, and so I'm not going to support that.
Any more discussion? Okay, the motion is that that was a motion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Confidential communication C-1843 and 1844 be shared with the board. Okay. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards is a no. And the motion passes. No. Anything? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to go into the committee of the whole to discuss whether we're keeping the session open or adjourned.
There's a motion to enter committee of the whole to discuss whether we are keeping the special session open or we are not, and we just lost a quorum.
I move to adjourn the session.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn the 12.
No, we don't have four.
The special session. Is there any more discussion? Well, okay. We do not have a quorum right now. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7 people right now. We have lost our quorum. So we are adjourned.
Yeah.
Discussion right before.
I think it's the session.
We just had.